This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next one after that is item 10, meeting dates for 2016. This document is a memorandum from Vice Chairman Peterson. Is there any discussion of this item? All right.
Wait. Oh, believe it or not, I actually have something to say.
All right. Commissioner
Sorry.
Weintraub.
I know. Everybody's tired and hungry, but this is actually important to me. Meeting dates doesn't sound like something that should require much discussion, but how often we meet actually has a huge impact on how and whether and when we get our work done. And I very much appreciate that I had a very friendly and constructive discussion with the vice chairman, as a result of which he added more meeting dates, which I really appreciate. I also have had a constructive discussion in the last 24 hours with Commissioner Hunter about how we might be able to move forward to perhaps try and address some of our enforcement backlog more effectively. Right now we have roughly 200 enforcement matters pending in the building, and approximately 60 of them are on Commissioner's desk waiting for decision. And we talk about this a lot, but we're going to have to do something different. We're going to have to work both harder and smarter if we are ever going to reduce that backlog. We have people out there who have complaints filed against them, and it serves nobody's interest to have those complaints pending for months or years on end. The complainant is in a black hole. You know, they write to the government and complain about wrongdoing that they see. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but they get no answer. And on the other side, you have respondents who are out there with these allegations hanging over their heads, and they would like to get them resolved. You know, some of these we are never going to agree on. I have suggested to my colleagues, I don't know if there's any appetite for this, that we just have a votorama, that we figure out which ones we are never going to agree on and line them all up and have the votes and move them off the agenda. We also have talked about grouping things together so that maybe we can dispatch, you know, groups of things more expeditiously. But what we're doing now is really different from the way the commission used to operate, and I've been here long enough to remember. For most of the commission's history, when a ballot was presented to us from OGC, the commissioners voted on it within 72 hours. It's hard to believe that we used to do that, but we did. And in most cases, those were substantive votes. And if commissioners had edits that they wanted to suggest, and that's what we spend a lot of time doing, editing the analysis, then they would immediately start drafting those edits and circulate them to their colleagues for consideration. And so if something was objected to on the grounds that they needed to edit the factual and legal analysis, that happened in fairly short order. Now what happens is virtually everything gets objected to and then sits on people's desks, and nobody pays any attention to the things that they've already objected to until it is put on an agenda, which is why the meeting schedule is so important. And sometimes we don't find out until, you know, close of business the day before the meeting what our colleagues' concerns are or how they would like to see the documents edited, which means we have to put it over again. So, as I said, Commissioner Hunter and I had a constructive discussion about maybe trying a new approach, working together to try and do that, and I appreciate that, and I hope that we can try that to try and dig into the backlog. But, you know, I suggested several months ago that we give ourselves a deadline of, say, we're going to vote on things within 6 months. Couldn't get support for that. But one way or another, we really need to do something different in order to get our work done here. And I'm obviously going to support the meeting schedule, but I'm also making a public commitment to my colleagues that I am going to spend part of the time between now and January 14th, our next meeting. You know, everybody wants to spend some time with their family and have a nice holiday, and I hope you all do, but I'm going to spend part of that time trying to go through the list of cases that are sitting on our desk, those 60 cases, to see if I can come up with either edits that I want to propose on things that I'm holding up, or suggestions for how to move forward, how to group things, or how to perhaps cases that Commissioner Hunter and I might work together on figuring out if there's a path forward on them. I'm making that public commitment to all of you that I'm going to dig into this over the next few weeks, and I challenge you all to make the same effort, because really we have got to do something different, or we will never get caught up. By the time we come back on January 14th, I guarantee you there will be more complaints in the building than there are today. So that's my pitch.
Commissioner Walter.
I move approval of the schedule.
Yes. I hesitate to do this, but because I am looking so forward to the next item on the agenda, and have been for a long time, but I do want to say, I mean, look at today. We had significant conversation about matters that we knew where people were on them, and I don't think that's a problem, actually. I mean, I favor some of the robust discussion. So it is true that a Votorama sounds like a good idea, as the person with some experience here, I'm not sure that that's the solution. I do think we need to find solutions to deal with this problem. I agree with you that it's very important for us to do that.
Match my experience of this commission against yours, Madam Chair.
I know you do. It's just maybe because I'm, you know, finishing up my year trying to do just what you're suggesting in various different ways, and obviously, you know, not that it was necessarily effective, but I think it was effective in the sense that we actually resolved a lot of matters this year. The statistics show that we resolved, and this is not in to cast aspersions or denigrate great UB, but we resolved more matters this year than we did last year. And so I think that we've got to look at, you know, what it is about the discussion and how we look at things to see if there's ways to do this better, no question. But I'm not criticizing how you did them either. I mean, I just think it's worthy of a conversation between us, but I think just having you know, a Votorama is maybe not going to be effective personally.
Yeah, Madam, I believe that Commissioner Weintraub's proposal to look for ways to group matters is a constructive proposal.
Right.
And it's indeed what I've written about, that
yes.
we need to
and
be
we've
able
done that.
To group matters either by respondent in some cases or by topic in some cases. And we recently, you know, had a very efficient and productive meeting where we grouped a whole lot of cases on one topic. It also afforded all commissioners to see all of the ways in which that one issue could manifest itself in about six or seven different cases. And now in the last meeting, we just took up another group of cases all around one topic, different parties. And it assists the commission in viewing those cases in the law in a comprehensive way. So I think that's a constructive proposal. It's one we have discussed here at the table. And so I just want to say I think that is a commendable way to proceed.
Well, and I agree. I mean, obviously, we've done that in the last number of meetings, and it's been constructive. I think there's sort of downsides sometimes to those, too, because that means that a lot of the cases are really old. And so it's a group of factors that need to be considered, and I'm willing to leave it to my eminent soon-to-be new chair to come to some of those conclusions about how to do it.
And let me just say, to the extent any commissioners have, because they wanted to group cases together, held matters in the past, those matters, there's only one matter I'm aware of that's being held by this side of the table at this point. Only one matter. Now,
well, that's not true.
I'm sorry. How many other matters is this side of the table holding? Because I'm holding one matter. Okay, now two matters that I was holding, I released. No, but listen, you spent months suggesting that the backlog was caused by holds of this side of the table.
I did not bring
and
this up today
I have
in
the floor,
order to cast
Madam, I have the floor, Madam Chair. So,
right.
So the I just, you know, I released two matters and we voted on them, and now this side of the table is holding those two matters.
Which we're prepared to vote on today.
Very good. I'm glad. And I've asked the chair to move two additional matters that the chair would not calendar. My point being that there are as many matters being held on that side of the table as this side at this point. We have released holds on everything except one matter. So I just want to be clear that holds are not the issue.
I didn't say anything about holds.
Yes, but you did for months, and here we are at the end of the year. And I just want to be very clear that one of the basis for holds was exactly the proposal that you're making, which is to group matters by some logical connection. And I think that's, I think we can all work together on that. So I just want to, I want to say I appreciate your proposal. Thank you.
I didn't mean to cast any aspersions on the current chair, the previous chair, the chair before that. I guess that was me, the chair before that.
Yeah, well, that
on anyone. I didn't intend to bring up the hold issue, although I contest your description of it. But my only point is the way we have been doing business is not allowing us to address the backlog, and we have to do something different. That's all.
Okay. All right. Now,
we need a call.
We have a vote, yes, on the dates for 2016. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Madam Secretary, that matter passes unanimously.